Said my sins, not in parts, not some part of, praise the Lord, but all my sins, he nailed it on the cross. And today, you and I, we can say it is well with our souls. Praise the Lord. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? God richly bless you. As we thank the Lord for the week that has gone, and he has now ushered us into the beginning of another week, and we are starting the week right in his presence, in his house. What grace is this? Amen. Amen. Shall we, brothers? Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we so much appreciate you, Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you, many mercies you have given to us from far and near. We thank you for the week that has gone in our homes, in our working places. Oh, how you have sustained us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless you. And now, as a new week has started, Lord, oh, you cause those church bells in our hearts to be ringing, oh Lord. And we had to respond. And here we are standing in your presence, Lord. Father, to begin the week, oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord, for all that you have done for us. This moment, Lord, we want to commit the Sunday schools up and here, Lord, into your hands. We pray that as we look into your word, oh God, bless your word, oh Lord Jesus. You are the teacher. Let it, Lord Jesus, be ministered into our hearts. We ask this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen, amen. God richly bless you. let's be seated for a moment because we will have a long something to read this morning. let us remember our precious brother Eli. This moment, as he was supposed to finish with his subject today, and just as brother Wilmo came in, he said he couldn't start his car, so I had to come in. So let us remember him in prayer that the vehicle will just shoot up and bring him to the house of God. Amen. Amen. We have a subject which I'd wanted to start next week, but I think we will just brush through what we are going to start. It's all about our studies. We've been trying to follow this Nicolaitan spirit. Amen. How it started right from the first church, and it started just as what? A saying. See, my brother, that is a very serious something. Because at the end of it, it said this Nicolaitan spirit incarnated in a man. See, a saying, something that you said from your mouth. You were saying between a brother and a brother. But as long as, my brother, if it is not in line with the word, anything that we say is a spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is why, you see, we got to be very careful the way, the language we speak to our children. Praise the Lord. Because it can incarnate something in him. Amen. See, look at someone like the prophet was referring to, Jezebel. See, when she was born, she was like all ordinary what? Baby that has been born. Ignorant and innocent. Mm-hmm. You see. But it was the kind of what? Teachings and how she was brought up. Amen. You see. The ways that the parents were speaking to her all the time. You see. Then it incarnated that kind of what? Jezebel spirit in her. Though she was called Jezebel, but because of what? The spirit that she acquired through the sayings of the parents. See, she became what? As the prophet said, the most wicked of all women in the Bible. See, the same thing also, like Goliath. He would have been a what? A real big boy helping the small ones. Praise the Lord, if he had been given a good training, but he was taught to hate what? The children of Israel. See? Could have been a real plumpy boy with his strength and appearance and everything. Could have been what? Helping the weak ones. Oh, look at our precious brother here. Amen. But because of what was being spoken to him, what he was hearing, it incarnated that kind of what? Hatred, and became what? A Goliath? A Goliath that could have been a Goliath of what? A help to people. Now became a Goliath of what? Enemy to the children of God. You see. So we got to be very careful. The things that we say to our children as they are growing, because whatever we say is a spirit. Amen. So let's pump into them the word of God. Amen. And then as they are growing, they will pick it, and then we see Christ in them. Amen. Then you see, because if you give him the words of Christ, he will grow, or she will grow with it. And you see that Christ spirit in him. Amen. As long as Jezebel, what she had, she grew up with it. Goliath, what he had, he grew up with it. So also, when you speak the right thing, the child will be what? The right. Amen. So, We were tracing this Nicolaitan spirit from the first church age, which we all remember that it was a saying. And then it started to become what? So the beginning in the church of Ephesus, it was known as the deeds of the Nicolaitans. See, from the first church age, Ephesus. And then in the second church age, Smyrna, it had become a doctrine. See, the whole thing is what? Moving. Amen. By the third church age, it has become something of a prophet said, enforcement. And then it took on, our brother has come. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Anyway, I have not yet started. I was just giving a lesson. So I think if you can come and take a lesson, because this lesson is for next week. Amen. So my brother, just come. We prayed for you that the car will start and you'll be here. Amen. So thank God we are here. Amen. Amen.
I thought I took a holiday, a day off. Okay, God bless you. Let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that all things work for good for those that love you. We don't know why this happened, O Lord, but we know that everything is led by you and according to your perfect will, O Lord. Take now control as we take this service. Let your spirit speak to your people and let them hear, though we have no more time left, O Lord, but in this few time that we are going to take, let them hear what you plan for them to hear, O Lord. Amen. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray it. Amen. God bless you richly. Brother Clayton, if you can, I have a few pictures there, if you can put them. You can stand and read a few scriptures. Matthew 15. I'm very sorry. I don't know why this happened, but we are here. Verse 7 to 9. Matthew 15, 7 to 9. Ye hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws nigh unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So we were looking at offerings and sacrifices, and we started by looking at what worship is really is, because worship is giving. There's no worship without giving something. And we said that the best worship is when it comes from the heart, because when Jesus says, they worship me with their lips, but their heart is somewhere else. So we were looking at what is worship really means to you, to us believers. Because what we see outwardly can just be something we can do anything to show off. You can say things, you can sing, you can shout so that people can see you. But true worship comes from the inside, from the heart. True worship is really in the heart. And we said it's when you realize how God is great for you. You realize that God is the most important treasure. Amen. Is the most important, the highest being that can exist. And when your heart realizes that, as a response to that realization, your heart starts worshiping God. Amen. and your body will respond to that worship that comes from the heart. So it's something that goes from inside out. If there's nothing inside, you will just show off, but there will be nothing that will be expressed. Let's read from one worshiper that we know in the Bible, David, in Psalms 33. I think. We'll see what pushed David to worship God. Psalm 33 from verse 1. David says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye people, O ye righteous, for praise is comely from the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of the strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right." You see, he realized that the word of the Lord is right. Then he starts singing. Okay? "And all his works are done in truth. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord." So these are the reasons. David realized now who is God for him. Amen. What is God? He realized the creation. He realized what marvelous creature he has made him. He gives reasons now. "By the word of the Lord were heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together, and as a heap, he lays up the depth of the storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." So you see, a good worshiper, worship comes out of realization of who God is. And when you realize that he's the best, your best resource, your best asset, the most treasurable things that you can have, then your heart worships him. And when the worship comes from the heart, we will feel it. Even the world will see. David, even his wife could notice that David didn't care. Him being a king, he would shout and dance and so that not even taking consideration to his rank, he forgets all the protocols that went with kingdom, with kingship. He forgets everything, and even people were amazed to see, because it was something coming from the heart. And seeing that God is the most high of all, after realizing it, he said, "What is my kingship? What is my nice clothes? Let me just jump, even if my buttons will go burst or whatever, it doesn't matter." He worships God. That's what true worship is. We'll see it, you as a worshiper, because you are bringing your sacrifice to God when you're coming to worship. And the first sacrifice is yourself as you are coming. How are you presenting yourself before the Lord? We'll see even the way you are coming to church, you will understand that this worship is coming from the heart or not. You are coming late to church. Is it a reaction to something that is coming from the heart, or is it an obligation? We see even the way you are dressed to come to church. Amen. Amen. All that shows, you see football players, so football fans, you see the reaction of their body to that something that's going into their heart. You see them, even the way they will be leaving their house to go to the stadium, you say these people are going to worship. Because it's something inside there that is pushing them. They know Manchester United is playing today. They've started their preparation all the week along. They know that if Man U is playing on Sunday, I won't take a shift on Sunday. Amen. They won't take a shift on Sunday. They'll make any kind of excuse at work to get a permission to go and watch Manchester United. Amen. But if you are volunteering to go and work on Sunday, is it really something that's coming from your heart to worship God? or you come to church out of an obligation. And even when they leave to go to the stadium, you'll see them, they'll put on their jerseys and all kind of banners. We are the greatest. Football is a second religion. Or whatever they put a lot of things on. You'll see a family from the granddad to the smallest of the baby, you know, dressed in Manu. Even the socks of the little baby, it will be Manchester United. Amen. But when it comes to going to church, you'll put on your rags, you know, the clothes that you don't really, you reserve your best clothes for, I don't know for what occasion. This is our party.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Coming to church, this is the holy convocation.
Amen.
In Israel, they had 7 of them all over the year. And those were their best moments of the year because they were going to meet the Lord. They will make their preparations. They will plan everything and come to meet the Lord. How do you present yourself in church? You put on any clothes, you didn't even plan, you just go and pick this and that and go. But when it comes to go and meet, I don't know, for an interview, you'll make sure you put on your nice tie, you'll put on your nice coat. It just shows how you value things in your life.
Amen.
It just show this on a scale, on the balance, how you balance God compared to other things. What is the most important thing in your life? When they leave, they are on their way. You know, the match will start. I remember back home, because back home there was no Man U and Chelsea and Arsenal. There was Vita and Imana. Oh, no. When Vita and Imana are playing, I was Vita. My big brother was Imana. So it was a fight in the house. It was a fight in the house. He'll put on his green and white. I'll put my green and black. You know, so he say, yours is rubbish. We'll start discussing. The match will start, I don't know, 4 p.m. You'll see at 5 a.m. in the morning, people are leaving to go to the stadium. Because if they get there at 10 o'clock, they won't enter the stadium. It will be full. There'll be, and not only they are going, they'll be chanting on the roads. They'll be chanting, praising their team. Or trying to show that the other team is worth nothing. They'll be chanting, going. Whether it rains, it snows, they didn't eat, they didn't pay their rent. But they want to go and watch, see how Manu will demolish Chelsea. And they are going, they know we are going to demolish them. And Chelsea, they come, they say, we are going to demolish Manu. And they'll be there under the sun. They didn't eat, and nobody pays them. They've paid their money to enter. They've paid their money to wear the jersey. They've paid their money, everything. And they'll start singing from 8 o'clock up until the end of the game, even after the game. Can you give me those pictures, brother? Yeah. There they are. These are true worshipers. Amen?
Amen.
These are true worshipers. Because Brother George doesn't need to. There's no Brother George there. Amen? There is no song leader there. You'll see them, they are there. And you see, it's the same spirit. See there? It's kind of a synchrony, a harmony. It's synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
See, all the mouths around, it's a, you know, they are in the spirit.
Amen.
They are in the spirit and they worship. And, you know, it's a kind, as if it was synchronized. See their hands. If it's like this, you'll see everybody go, oh. If it's why, you see, why? Why? They are in the spirit of worship. They know what they are worshiping. If they are sad, they'll all get sad. Can I have a sad image there? Is it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that? When they are sad, they all get sad. It's a fellowship. Amen. And you won't see anyone sleeping there. Never. You'll never find someone sleeping. Brother, why do you sleep in the church? Because it's not coming from the heart. Amen. Even if they work night shift, I mean it.
True.
Even if they work night shift, nobody will sleep.
Amen.
It just shows where our worship comes from. If it's coming from our heart, our body will react, because our body reacts to the pulses from the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say if something happened, you really wanted to sleep. You had very, very, you were tired. But your child just tells you that, "Dad, I'm not feeling well." Very high temperature. All the sleep will go away. Amen. You'll stand the whole night watching on your child. The body reacts to the pulses of the heart. And if you love God, and the love of God is truly in your heart, your body will react to that pulse. Your worship comes from the consideration you give to God. If you really love God, and you come to church and sit, and you are in the Spirit,
amen.
If you come here and sleep, I don't know here how it works, but back home, they believe in jujus, you know. They believe in juju. They say, "This is the witch. He came to bewitch our team." So they'll take you and start throwing you down. And the people down, they'll throw you again and again and again until you are on the pitch.
Mm.
Some people even die from that. You won't see anyone sad here. If they are sad, they're all sad. If they score a goal and everybody's cheering, you are sad. They say, look at that one. He is the witch. He's not happy that our team is scoring.
Mm.
Entering into the Spirit. Worship is really, and these are the boys in green. You know them. That's, I don't know if you caught the thought, what we want to express here. That true worship, when Jesus says they worship me from their mouth, but their heart is not in the worship, it shows that you have to consider, to understand exactly who God is. That's why in the next lesson, I don't know when, because you can't, Jesus said to that woman at the well, "You worship what you know not."
Amen.
That's what happened to many of us. We come and sleep in the church because you don't realize who you want to worship. If you knew who you are worshiping, you will truly worship him.
Amen.
You have to know God for you to worship him properly. If you don't know God, and we need to pray God that he should help us to get the true revelation of who he is.
Amen.
If you catch that revelation that God is my creator,
amen.
Just imagine. Just the way you are, he gave you life.
Amen.
He made you a whole person. He could have made you a lizard, you know.
Mm.
If he wants, it's his sovereign will. He could have made you a plant somewhere, and this morning we come and cut you down, you know, and make you a chair here, and we sit on you. Amen. But he didn't. He made you a human being,
amen.
A thinking man. So if you just realize who God is for you, then we won't push you into worship. Then you come to church bringing your offering, bringing your sacrifice. You know, I'm going to worship God.
Amen.
And the first offering I'm giving to God is myself.
Amen.
The first sacrifice I'm offering God is myself.
Amen.
Your presentation, your attitude, all that will make your worship to be accepted or rejected from God. We are learning from these people in the world. They don't get anything. We have the promise of eternal life. They don't get anything. Even if Manchester United win 20 Premier League Cups today, it just, we won 20. What did you get? Nothing. They'll get millions, those guys in shorts, they'll get millions. But you won't get even one. In contrary, you will pay your money to go and buy the pictures where they display that Champions League Cup, they display their faces. Or you'll pay money to make them more rich again, but you are not getting anything in return. But our God, when you worship him, not only he'll be happy that you are worshiping him, but he will reward you as well.
Amen.
He's watching over you, and you are guaranteeing your eternal life. So let's just keep that in mind when we are coming to church. Let's enter into the spirit of worship. Let's enter into the spirit of worship. Jesus said, the true worshiper will worship in truth and in spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This is for another day. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and let's pray. Lord, we thank you once again. Now take the leadership. Help your people. Help us now enter into real worship, O Lord. Help us forget about our rent, about our studies, about our jobs, anything that keeps our mind busy from this place. Let us put it aside and enter into true worship so that your name be glorified in our lives. We thank you, we praise you. Take now control in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.